I'd like to request permission to advertise for two positions on Road and Bridge Department. We have an opening right now, and then we have one that will become open on next week. So we'll have, next Monday we'll have two positions.
What type of job?
Equipment operator, one or two.
They're both equipment operator?
Yes.
Sure.
I just need that in a minute.
It's verbal approval to everyone. Unless one of them says no.
I'd also like to request permission to solicit bids for our 2020 asphalt, also our 2020 chip seal, and also 2020 oil for chip seal. I would need a motion on that.
How many miles of asphalt?
Oh, this is the bid, though. Yeah.
How many miles of asphalt are you looking at this year?
12 to contracting out, 12 to 14.
Chip and seal?
36.
This is for the work as well as the...
Yes. For the asphalt is for the material and the work.
Right. How many chip and seal did? How many chip and seal?
35, 36. 35.
It varies, but that's close. I just want an estimate.
Is that 35, 36 this year?
Correct.
That's about the same every year?
It varies.
Yep. It varies considerably.
What's that?
Do you do it based on need or?
Yes. Yes. This year we're running behind because of what we've done the last couple of years. Yes, sir.
Where I'm headed and my thought was the need on rural roads for the east part of our county if they develop, and how the wind things I'm hearing about and the need for
that would come out of the rock, your rock budget, and that side of
is
it.
Is that rock or?
That's rock. That, yeah, this is asphalt and chip and seal.
Right.
Most of those you're talking about is gravel, sure. Gravel
that's
roads.
That's all gravel.
Gravel roads.
I was just concerned about the roads. I hear this message. I don't know. It's not a. I don't know what's going to happen. But I hear we ought to be ready. Think about it. I don't have any ideas what to.
It all seems to be coming this way. About to contact about every county as they come through. So. And they are tearing up the roads.
I know we're kind of getting off of what you're asking for. We'll come back to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to Sandy over there with Labette? Or I know they've been having mm-hmm. meetings and stuff, and they do it on Western.
I have talked to Sandy, but what are you
I guess what I'm referring to is they're talking about how they'll use all the roads in Montgomery County to get to their wind farms that they put in on the western side of Labette County. And how we can control it or stop it, or
I was unaware that they're putting in wind farms on in Labette County.
Yeah, so they've already got the leases signed. It's just okay. Talk to Sandy. She's been going to meetings, a whole group over there. So
it's been brought up to us that it's going to be hard on our roads.
I just know that Labette County had issues with the wind farm in Neosho County.
Yeah, because they use their land.
They use all their roads.
Right. So find out what they've done. What
I know that we had the same issue when they did. Labette County had the grant from the federal government to redo their what they call Lake Road. I know we had issues with their contractors using our roads.
But that was minimal to what I think is coming at you. Visit with her and just come back. Just let us know what you find out. Now back to your other question. I'm fine with, go ahead and get your beds going.
Sorry, I kind of got off.
Yeah, you got us off. You might give us a map. I know you will. Usually when you put your contract together before you're doing work this year, just for information purposes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A motion if you approve of him going out for bid.
Mm-hmm. Motion.
Second.
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McManus?
Yes.
We've reached a settlement with the insurance on the wreck of the 2019 pickup that was totaled. We're getting $36,000, and I'd like to request permission to go out for bid for a new three-quarter ton pickup to replace that one.
To replace it?
Correct.
I'm okay with that.
The other day, several weeks ago, used one, get Larry online or looking for a used one. Is that this truck or was that another truck?
No, that's a different truck.
Different truck. Where did we get to with that one?
Found one yet. We have found one that we may be coming back to you to alter our specifications, because the ones that we can find within the year and the mileage are usually $2,000-$4,000 more, and the ones that are within range are over 100,000 miles. So we're still looking for that. I spoke to Larry about that last Friday, I believe, but we're still looking.
I'm fine with your 2019 truck, as long as you got the funds in your account.
Yeah, that was a utility bid truck. First one we were looking for.
Right, the one we were looking for, yes.
$3,500 utility.
No, I just didn't know whether it was the same one or if it was looking for something.
No, this is a different one.
Motion.
Second.
Call for the vote.
Commissioner Beaver?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes.
And this is the pickup, right?
Yes, ma'am.
2019.
No, 2019.
What was that final on that payout?
On the payout?
Yeah.
That's $36,080. We'll go out for bids for a new three-quarter ton. Also, I was wanting to update you guys on we have not got anything back from the adjuster on the Mack truck that was wrecked. It's going to cost us around $13,000-$14,000 for the parts to replace what needs to be replaced on our end, but we've not heard back from the insurance on that, so just making you aware of that. That happened on the 14th of February. And coming out the year in review.
Before you take off on this, could you get some information for us for next week on the FEMA, on where we stand on, you know, from back? And, you know, I talked a little bit last week, or I'd ask you on it, so if you would, that would give you some time to look into it, find out for us.
Okay. I can do that. Thank you, guys.